From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Air travel in Europe is described as the worst since 9/11. More airports across the continent are shutting down because the huge cloud of ash from Iceland's volcanic eruption is spreading. NPR's Eric Westerveld says Germany is among the latest to expand its airport closures.
German authorities today have stopped flights to most of the country's 16 international airports, including Frankfurt, Germany's busiest airport and a key hub in Europe. Traffic was also stopped at airports in Berlin, Dusseldorf, Hamburg, and Cologne. Germany's air traffic controllers say the airspace over much of northern and western Germany will remain closed today. They added that flights have been so disrupted across Europe that it's hard to say when air travel will get back to normal. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.
NPR's Rob Gifford is in the thick of it. He and his wife have been traveling back from Shanghai to London, but they're stuck in Lille, France, where he and many others are trying to board the Eurostar train since flying's off limit.
Anyone who's trying to get to Britain is converging on Lille, the town where I am now, to try and get on to the Eurostar trains. And Eurostar, that go underneath the English Channel, they've laid on extra trains to try and take the capacity. But there's a long backlog, and the tickets are very difficult to come by.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Lille, northern France. The investment bank Goldman Sachs is charged with fraud over the way it marketed a mortgage-backed financial product to investors. For member station WNYC in New York, Ilya Meritz reports.
The SEC says Goldman failed to inform customers about the true origin of the collateralized debt obligation, or CDO, they were purchasing, specifically the fact that this instrument had been created at the request of an outside hedge fund, Paulson & Company, and that Paulson had deliberately chosen risky mortgages for collateral. SEC Director of Enforcement Robert Kuzami says Paulson then shorted or bet against the CDO, and its value quickly deteriorated.
As a result, investors in the CDO lost approximately $1 billion, and Paulson's positions yielded a profit in approximately the same amount.
A Goldman vice president is also charged in the complaint, but Paulson & Company is not facing SEC action. Goldman Sachs says it will fight the charges. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meritz.
In a related issue, President Obama is pledging to veto a financial overhaul bill if it does not regulate the derivatives market.
The devastating recession that we just went through offered a very painful lesson in what happens when we don't have adequate accountability and transparency and consumer protection.
Congress is considering a bill that for the first time regulates derivatives, which are complex financial tools such as mortgage-backed securities. On news about Goldman Sachs, stocks continue to decline. Dow's down nearly 120. This is NPR News. A UN commission into the 2007 assassination of former Pakistan Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto issued a withering report condemning the then government of General Pervez Musharraf for failing to protect her or vigorously investigate her killing. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has details.
A three-member UN commission was charged with investigating the assassination of Pakistan's popular leader as she was on the verge of a political comeback. Their report called the security arrangements for Bhutto fatally insufficient. Bhutto was vocal about the dangers that al-Qaeda and the Taliban posed to Pakistan, and the militants had a motive to remove her from the scene. The government's announcement 24 hours after her killing that militants had done it was, said the commission, not only premature but prejudiced any further investigation. The UN report found that the performance of the police lacked both independence and the political will to find the truth. The crime scene had been hosed down within hours of Bhutto's murder, washing away evidence that the UN report said was deliberate. The investigators also said intelligence agencies and other government officials had hampered the UN's own probe. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The spreading ash cloud from Iceland's volcanic eruption this week is complicating matters in Poland, where President Lech Kaczynski's state funeral is scheduled for Sunday. His family insists the funeral will move forward as planned, but the airport where world leaders are supposed to arrive on Sunday, that is closed because of dangers posed by the volcanic ash. President Kaczynski and many of Poland's top civilian and defense chiefs were among 95 people killed in a plane crash last week. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.